Hello, my name is Russell Harris, and this CD has been designed to help you develop a set of powerful skills known as mindfulness skills. Mindfulness skills will enable you to effectively handle painful feelings, to let painful or unhelpful thoughts come and go without getting caught up in them, to be more present and engaged in what you're doing, to reduce your stress levels, and to improve your focus and concentration. As humans, we're often not in touch with what is happening in the present moment. Instead, we spend a lot of time dwelling on the past, or worrying about the future, or daydreaming about how things might be different. And even when we are in touch with the present, we're usually struggling with it. In other words, we're reacting negatively to what is happening, rather than accepting it as it is. Mindfulness involves taking the opposite approach. Instead of getting caught up in the past or the future, we are focused on what is happening right here and now, in this moment. And instead of struggling with our experience in this moment, we are allowing it to be as it is. Instead of reacting against our experience, we are open to it and interested in it. So we can define mindfulness as paying attention to your here and now experience with an attitude of interest, openness, and receptiveness. Now, time and time again while practicing these exercises, you will get caught up in your thoughts and you will lose track of what you're doing. And that's okay, we expect that. That's what happens with minds. The moment you realize this has happened, simply bring your attention back to the exercise and carry on where you left off. When practicing these skills, it's important to be realistic. Mindfulness is a skill that can never be perfected. However, like any skill, the more you practice, the better you'll get at it, and the more you'll see the benefits of applying these skills in everyday life. You'll notice improvements in your health and vitality, in your ability to focus, and in the quality of your relationships at home and at work. And obviously, you'll notice improvements in your ability to handle painful feelings and negative thoughts. Now, obviously, once you've heard this introduction a couple of times, there's no need to keep listening to it. You can skip straight ahead to one of the other tracks. However, before you move on to another track, get yourself thoroughly prepared. Make sure you're in a safe, comfortable place where you're not likely to be disturbed by people or phone calls or pets, and you may find it helpful to wear loose-fitting clothes. Then either sit comfortably with your back straight and your shoulders relaxed, or else lie down on a flat surface with your arms by your sides and your head supported by a pillow. It's important to remember that mindfulness is not a relaxation technique. While feelings of relaxation frequently arise, this is simply a beneficial byproduct. In a state of mindfulness, you're not trying to change how you feel. You're simply bringing awareness to how you do feel in this moment, and doing so with an attitude of interest and openness. So please, as you do these exercises, don't try to relax. Simply notice how you're feeling, and allow your feelings to be as they are in this moment, without trying to change them. If relaxation happens spontaneously, and it will often do so, then by all means enjoy it, but don't expect it or try to make it happen. That brings us to the end of this introduction, so you can either skip ahead, or you can just allow the CD to play on to the next track.